Whenever you guys are ready.
One of those games where no lead was safe.
Yeah, you know, I think, they did a good job on Connor. And obviously, you know, Bird, two home runs, kind of, I guess, ambushed us a little bit. Felt like Chapman came in, got us some outs. You know, I wish he could have got out there without giving runs. And Willingham, I thought, really threw the ball extremely well. And we were able to have a big inning. You know, they kind of took the lead on us in the seventh, and then we came in and answered with seven. And, Jackson Webb with huge hit, and then Tristan English just finished it with a home run.
Willingham, he seemed like that first pitch was a strike. It got him in the hole every time.
Throwing a lot of strikes, had really good command of his fastball, and, had a better breaking ball today, too. So that's great to see. You know, he's last couple times out there, a little bit rough, but, he's a competitor, and he bounced back just the way you want to see a guy bounce back.
Chapman's, when he came in the sixth, I mean, that was a pretty tight situation there.
No doubt.
Good to see him respond like that?
No question. You know, I think he's been throwing the ball well. And I think the more he gets out there, the more confident he'll be. And, you know, we need him, and we're hoping we can definitely count on him. But all the signs point that he's coming and getting better.
He's earning more trust.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You look down at Jackson Webb, hitting .333 now. He just has a knack of getting on base and uses his speed, too.
He's a good baseball player, you know, and he works hard, takes a lot of pride in everything that he does. And he's playing extremely well.
When you made the change to him, was it just a hunch or was something in practice that you saw, or what?
Practice. I mean, he's just he's out working everybody. He's got a dirty uniform. He's in the cage early, and just all signs pointed that he deserved to play more, and he's taking advantage of the opportunity.
He's fast too.
He's just a heady base runner, you know. He is fast, but he's got good instincts on the bases as well.
The use of Willingham today, is that any indication of how you feel about Herter tomorrow? Or
I think Herter's good to go tomorrow. I mean, he's thrown the last couple days, threw the ball extremely well, and so I think he's good to go. I mean, unless something happens overnight, I'm pretty sure he's going to start.
With this lineup, you kind of wait for something to happen like happened in the seventh inning, you know?
I think we're dangerous. I mean, I think we got a lot of guys that can, do things. And, I'll use Colin as an example. Maybe been scoffing a little bit, but starts that inning with a hit up the middle. And then Austin Wilhite gets a hit. Jackson Webb hits the ball off the wall. Nick Wilhite gets a hit. Waddell, I think, got a hit. And then they walk McCann to get to English, and he made him pay. So, they kind of refer. So if you look at it, you got Wilhite, Webb, Wilhite, and Waddell. They call them the killer dubs. So we got four guys in a row. No, I don't think that'll ever happen where their last name begins with a W. And today, the killer dubs kind of did everybody in.
The home run by Ratcliffe, I mean, his power is pretty scary.
Sick power. I hate to compare him to guys, but there aren't many guys that can hit a ball as hard or far as he does.
Was it nice to kind of show off a little bit on Alumni Day with a bunch of guys?
Absolutely. I mean, there was a lot of good players. Got the lieutenant governor in here, threw a strike on the first pitch. And, those guys on that 94 team, and then a lot of the older guys that, played for Coach Morris, played for Coach Luck. It's just anytime you can get the alumni back in here and then play well in front of them, that's a great day.
Yeah, great crowd, too.
We had a really good crowd today.
Anything else, guys?
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.